Okay. Well, the title of my sharing tonight is The Book of Power and Love. I got a question for you, and I want you to answer this question, not out loud at the same time, of course, but what brought you to the place that this book here I'm holding in my hand, the Bible, the Word of God, became the most significant source of information for you? What was it that you chose the Bible over all the other materials out there? There's thousands and thousands of great books out there written by very wise people. But why this one book? Why have you chosen this one book, the Bible? You answered that question in your heart? Mm-hmm. Well, I think some of those answers would be that God's Word is bigger than any man, because it is truly God's Word that I'm looking at. There are a lot of religion out there, many philosophies, different manners of living, that promise power and love in your life, right? We're talking about a book about power and love. And there's a lot on that subject. There's thousands and thousands of books on the subject of love and power and successful living. But of all those books, you've chose the Bible to be your main squeeze, huh? Your main source for truth. And there's something really unique about God's Word. That's right. Hold on to it, honey. Don't let it go. You know, we don't let anybody talk us out of our Bible, our Word of God, and putting it first. Putting it first in our library of all the other books we may have. And in this Word, this Bible, this Word of God, there's a love story so deeply expressed that there's no other book that comes close to describing a love so caring and so dedicated. And this love expressed is so dedicated, it took the sacrifice of a totally innocent person to prove that love. And that's what God did with His Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, didn't He? Mm-hmm. There's a power story written and woven into this wonderful Word of God. And that same person, the Lord Jesus Christ, promises us great ability and power to overcome any circumstances, even overcome death, and walk in total victory. You know, this book is the Word of God, the Book of Power and Love. It is God's Word that makes all the difference. In John 3:16, you could turn to it, but I bet you know what it says without turning to it. Mm-hmm. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I think we just kind of skim over that verse. We've heard it so many times, but boy, there's a great love expressed right there that God would love the earth. And right now, the earth is not doing so well, is it? It's pretty screwed up. But in spite of that, God's love overcame everything in this earth to the point that He would give His innocent Son to pay the ultimate price with His death, so that He could have children like you and me. It took a selfless God to give His only begotten Son to die on a tree to demonstrate this great, great love for you and me. And that is the key story, a vital story in this book, this Bible, this Word of God that we hold so dear. A man could never write a book like this. Couldn't even come close to expressing the love and power that God does in His Word. And 2 Timothy 3:16, and Barney shared this verse I think, last week. And this is how we got God's word. It says in 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, which is right living. And we know the Greek word here is given in inspiration of God is theopneustos, which literally means God breathed, right? God breathed. And this is the word of God that we have. This is the God breathed word, this Bible, this word of God. It's not man's word, it's God's word. And the more we realize this, I think the greater our believing, the greater our commitment, the greater our action will be to stand on the Word of God and what it says. So we're going to take a look at a few verses and see what this book, God's book, says about love and power. Ephesians chapter 2. So let's go to Ephesians chapter 2, and we're going to start in verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. You know, God is rich in mercy, and he's got a great love. I mean, I think his normal love would be sufficient, but it talks about a great love wherewith he loved us. He gave us his all when he loved us. Pretty neat, huh? Even when we were dead in sins, we were out in left field. We were so far in left field, you couldn't see us out there. And yet, God's great love, he exercised it with love, whereby, even though we were dead in sins, he has quickened us together. He has made us alive together with Christ. By grace you are saved. Now, is that not a love or what? Mm-hmm. See, you don't read this in any other book, magazine, periodical. You won't definitely see it on TV. Not at all. But here in God's Word, that's where we see the great communication of God's love and power. It goes on to say, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You know, he made us sit together. It's not like, you know, we chose to. Hey, Dad, hey, Father, can we have a seat next to you? No, we don't have to ask. He already put us there in a spiritual sense, right? That's where we're seated, in the heavenly places, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. I mean, these verses here are just so phenomenal. I do not see anything that man communicates that even comes close to this, communicating love and mercy and grace. Oh my goodness. Phenomenal. No man could promise so much and deliver on it. Let's go to 2 Timothy 1:7. Another verse maybe many of you know. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For it says, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. You know, this spirit we have that God has given us through a knowledge of the scriptures, God's word, we're born again of God's spirit, and that spirit is full of power and love and a sound mind. That's pretty neat, huh? Mm-hmm. Phenomenal. 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. This magnificent word of God, what it communicates is just unbelievable, but God has made it so that we can believe it and live it. He says in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, take a look at this love. God's putting shining lights on his love and say, look at this love. Can you see it? That we should be what? Sons of God. Wow. That you and I could be sons of God. We could be his kids, born again of his incorruptible seed, born of spirit, with the hope of Christ's return at any time. Can you imagine anything greater than that? You can't even imagine anything greater than that. And yet God, in his wonderful words, spells this out so beautifully for us to know and to believe and to be blessed with. Unbelievable, but it is believable because God said it. Well, this dynamic love story is wrapped up with power included, manifested power. Let's take a look at Luke 24:49. And this is Jesus Christ in his latter time on earth here. And he says in verse 49, this is Luke 24, verse 49, "And I will send to you the promise of my Father, but remain in the city of Jerusalem until you be clothed with what?
Power
from on high." He is telling his disciples that they're going to have power. And this is talking about exercise power, that they'll have great ability to do wonderful things. Well, didn't Jesus said, "The works I do, ye shall do, and even greater works"?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, with the Spirit of God that came on the day of Pentecost and comes upon in each person when they get born again of God's Spirit, they are clothed with power from on high. Pretty neat. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5. Getting you to go around your Bible here. It's God's Word. This is the Word that makes all the difference. This is the Word of God that stands above any other communication, any other book, anything that's ever been said or written. 1 Thessalonians 1:5, "For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Spirit, and in much what?
Assurance.
You can be assured that this is going to work. I have yet to find a Holy Spirit that's broken, that has any inadequacies, that is not perfect. God gives us the perfect gift of Holy Spirit. It is the gift of Holy Spirit, and it is perfect. It's eternal. It's the greatest gift you could ever get. Wow. Jesus Christ experienced great power in his life, didn't he? Pretty phenomenal what he did. And it's referred to in Acts chapter 10:38. If you want to go there, this is our last scripture. Acts 10:38. And this is what it says. "Concerning Jesus, who was from Nazareth, whom God anointed with the Holy Spirit and with what?
Power.
And this is he who traveled around and healed those who were oppressed of the evil one, because God was with him." So he was anointed with Holy Spirit and with power. Are you anointed with Holy Spirit and power?
Yes.
Yes, amen. Can you travel around and heal those who are oppressed of the devil? Yes, we can. Big time. Why? Because God is with us. God is with us. Jesus had a life of love and power because of the Holy Spirit within us. Now, how about us? What is our life like? How can we live life to the fullest? Well, we can, because we have Holy Spirit in us, don't we? We really do. And what a truth, what a reality, what a book we have in the Scriptures, the Bible, God's Word. Now, do you see why we would want to master the truth of God's Word? That we want to be workmen of the Word, rightly dividing it, as it says in 2 Timothy 2:15, that the scriptures is a valuable resource for us. And this should be one of our great passions, to study the Word of God, to work the wonderful works of God, because it's God's Word. And why not spend time in God's Word? And through the years, we've learned that there's some wonderful keys in how we can understand and appreciate God's Word. You know, biblical keys on how the Word interprets itself, right? All kinds of different keys there are that most of us have learned that has helped us get an understanding and appreciation of God's Word to the extent that we can walk in this power, that we can walk with the love of God. Not only to know the Word, that's one thing, that's great, but I want to see the power. Give me the power, that's what I want. You know, these cars, these beautiful cars look good, but I want to get in them and boom, down the road. I want the power to be manifested. And that's what we can do as we learn some of these wonderful biblical keys and unlocking our understanding of the scriptures. It's going to help us walk with more power in love. And in upcoming fellowships, we're going to be working some of these foundational keys in the scriptures that help us understand the Word so that we can really walk in the fullness of the power of God and the love of God. Sounds good?
Amen.
All right. So that's what we can look forward to in future fellowships. So let me close with prayer here. Heavenly Father, thank you for your matchless Word, that you have given us a source of truth that is just out of this world. And Father, I'm thankful and grateful that we can be workmen of this Word, that we can really work the Word of God so that we see your love fully communicated and to see your power exercised to the fullest extent as we understand it and see it in your wonderful Word. So we are very, very grateful for your love, your grace, your mercy, and for giving us this wonderful Word of God that we can know you and walk with you with great love and power. And we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.